Excuse me, young man. Were you looking for this? Oh, you must really like this book. I see you reading it every time you come to this library. You walk past the front desk and head right to the shelf every single time. You know, as a librarian, it's my job to notice these things and file them away in my brain. But you were different, though. A boy your age choosing to spend every day in the library, it stands out. You made me curious. I just had to know which book kept bringing you back. So yesterday, I followed you and watched you pick out the book. And when you did, I gasped. Because it's my favorite, too. I love this book. I've read it from cover to cover more times than I can even remember. I've taken it off the shelf to read at lunch and gotten a copy for myself at home, all my favorite parts highlighted, which by now is practically the whole thing. I'm serious. It's one of my favorite books. Not just of the genre. One of my favorite books, period. The writing is so intricate and so very detailed. The author, oh, she's so descriptive and aggressive in the story. You know, it's rare to find another fan of a book like this, especially out in public. The contents are just so specific. I'm pretty lucky. Plus, it's rare that a book appeals so heavily to a boy your age, and a woman my age. Separate demographics altogether. We seemingly agree on this, though, and what the main characters do to each other. Over and over and over again. You look to be the same age as he is, the student in the book. Well, I'm the same age as the teacher. You know, I have a whole shelf at home of books just like this in my study. I could show them to you. If you'd like. I'm a much more private place where you can read a story like this in peace. No looking around or worrying about someone reading over your shoulder. Just a nice, safe place to read in a big, quiet house with someone else who has, we'll say, similar interests. Would you like that? You would? Oh, I'm so glad to hear. I've always wanted to help foster in such an eager, intelligent, young, pliable mind. Listen. My address is written on the bookmark inside. Take the bookmark and leave the book on the shelf. Meet me at my address in 20 minutes. Oh no, young man. Thank you. It'll be nice to have someone in a home who shares a common interest. See you soon. Hey, welcome. As you can see, the house is exactly how I described it. Big, quiet, and really just a few feet from the library. It's absolutely perfect for me. I think a fellow literacy connoisseur such as yourself would really agree. Of course you do. So young, yet already in those eyes I see an understanding. A deep, eager yearning of understanding. I'm guessing from the way you reacted at first at the library that your house isn't necessarily the place that welcomes frank and open expression of any kind, let alone anything sexual like this. I'm sure your parents would be absolutely furious if they knew you were at a married woman's house, talking about books like these. My husband wouldn't be a fan either. But we just won't let him know about this, will we? This will be our little secret book club. It's nice to find someone else who understands, isn't it? The study is all prepared. Would you like to see? Excellent. Follow me, please. Here it is, my pride and joy. Impressive, if you'll allow me to brag just a touch. Every book in this study, sealing the floor, has been purchased or otherwise obtained by me. My husband has almost no interest in books whatsoever, so this became my own little kingdom, my refuge, my escape. I've always been a voracious reader, much like yourself, I imagine. Just look at that. Kindred spirits in another way, you and I. That's why I became a librarian. Easy access to everything that could feed my appetites. These other books are just window dressing, though. The real treasure is here. As promised, my favorite shelves. Just looking at them sends a shiver through me. Each and every book filled with page after page of stories about older women and a younger, sexy man. MILFs, cougars, housewives, CEOs, queens, duchesses, teachers, principals, mothers' best friends' mothers, strangers, stepmoms, every shape, every size, every power dynamic, and every character archetype. From the sweetest romance to the most debased filth imaginable. Every book on the shelf is the story of a boy like you and an older woman like me. Just the touch of their bindings, their covers, the smells of the pages is intoxicating. Knowing exactly what's on them, knowing the words are going to caress every part of the brain that longs for encounters such as this. I'll spend hours searching for them, tracking them down. And when they finally arrive, I devour them. I'm a little jealous of you, to be honest. You have this whole world to discover of people just like you and I, in a space all your own, in total privacy. Total, complete privacy. To follow any urge you wish. All of these books are at your disposal. Of course, however, I took the liberty of setting one out for you already. Right there, next to the chair. That's right. Our book. Exactly the same edition as the one at the library. I call it our book because it's ours now. We share it. Here. Sit. Relax. This is your room now, too. It's just you and I very badly want you to enjoy this. You're safe here. You and I and our dirty little books. You know, tea normally relaxes me when I'm a bit tense. Would you like some? Then I'll put some on. It would be my pleasure. Now you, sit and read. Make yourself as comfortable as you want. Enjoy your book. When I come back, it'll be with some nice, calming tea. What could be wrong with that? I'll be right back. Mwah. Tea's ready. How's my little reader? Is everything all right? You look shocked. Did you want coffee instead? Oh! Yes, well, I suppose, aside from these heels, I am naked. It's just... well... this is usually the point, for me, at which reading becomes unbearable, and I need some release. In a boy your age, with your kink, in what you're reading, and all those hormones boiling inside you, I assumed that particular urge by now must be excruciating. From what I can see from here, my God, you must be in agony. Besides, this was the best way to make sure my offer of refuge and privacy was 100% understood. Did you squeeze it, and tease it, and rub it a little while I was out of the room? That big bulge of yours. Of course you did. This is one of the naughtiest, filthiest books I've ever read in my entire life, about an older woman and a boy just like you having sex that would break furniture. You're here in a room alone with your kink laid out before you. How are your hormones not going to take over? Let me make it perfectly clear, sweetie. When you are here, You have complete and total privacy. Everything you want to do that the world would judge you for, you can do here. Every single thing. It's what I do. I've had orgasm after orgasm in that very chair you're sitting in, reading that book. Oh, when you're here, you can do the exact same thing. You're such a polite little thing, though. Such a polite, sweet, utterly adorable little thing. That even when the thought crossed your mind, you never took the chance. I knew that. So while I put the kettle on, I took off all my clothes and piled them neatly on the counter. I wanted to make it absolutely clear that while you're here, you're free to achieve release whenever you like, however many times you need. And right now, I'm naked and on your lap. Because as the madam of the house, the one who invited you here, what kind of hostess would I ever be if I didn't offer to help?
You're big. You're big like he is, aren't you?
I can feel it through that fabric. You're very, very big. You're a little boy who's very, very big. And if you're big like him, then that makes me wet like her. So take it out. Take it out for me. Take it out and show me it, little boy. There's no one else here. There's no one around. Take out your dick and show it to me. It's an ache, I know. All you want is someone older. And all I want is someone young. So show me. Show me and I'll help. Show me. And I'll help you with that ever so aching ache. Oh, yes. Good. That's good, baby. That's a good little boy. You listen so good. Oh, let me help you. Show me your dick. Show the nice, sexy, older librarian your young dick. Oh my god! Oh my god, you're bigger! You're bigger! You're bigger than the boy in the book! Oh, you poor thing! The pain you must have been in! Oh my goodness, it's the biggest I've ever seen. I love it. You poor thing, it's beautiful. Is it hard? No, I know it's hard. Yes, that's very apparent. Hard and throbbing. And mouth-watering. But being this young and having this much size, it's difficult, isn't it? Of course it is. Other boys are jealous, and girls are terrified. No wonder you want someone older. No wonder these books called out to you like they did to me. You need an older woman to take care of you as much as I need a boy to please. Oh, you moan so good for me already, don't you? Oh, fuck yes. You make the perfect little noises as I slowly tease your cock. Keep reading. Keep reading, and I'll do what she does. I'll serve my special boy. I'll give him the attention he desires. Don't let me interrupt you, sweetie. That's the whole point of this club. Keep reading. Keep reading while I take care of you. You read, and I'll just be here, on my knees, with your dick in my mouth. Your parents should have been so much more careful, letting you stay out like that, just letting their little college boy walk to the library all by yourself. First, he got his hands on some filth, and now the big, bad, sexy MILF librarian has her hands all over him. She seems so nice. How are they supposed to know that she'd fucking defile him? They should have been so much more careful. He got lured back to the librarian's house, and now she's sucking his big, thick, perfect cock. Are they fucking? In the book, the older woman and the younger boy, are they fucking yet? Read it to me. Read it out loud to me in your sexy voice. I want to hear those words in your sweet little voice while I suck your big, thick dick. Drooling all over my big, soft titties. But you don't mind, do you? You make the most exquisite sounds. Oh, keep going. That's so fucking hot. Just keep going. Keep reading while I suck your big, thick cock. Read how she comes and how he comes inside her. Only make you come, baby. I'm gonna make you come. The nice, older, sexy librarian MILF is gonna suck you off and make you come. Baby, give this MILF exactly what she wants. Oh, make me drool your cum all over my big soft titties. Give this sexy naughty librarian exactly what she wants. That was everything I've ever wanted. Look at how much cum you gave me, baby. That was amazing. That was everything I could have wanted in an orgasm from a young, sexy college boy. I swallowed so much of your cum while you moaned for me. You filled my mouth with hot, fucking yummy cum and made the sweetest, sexiest sounds. Oh, God. That was adorable and filthy and absolutely fucking perfect. Give me your cock to clean off, baby. I don't want to miss a single drop of your cum. Same time tomorrow, baby. Good. Then I'll see you soon.